The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. I'm on my way. Just a second. Just a moment. Yes.
Mr. Sales, I'm beside myself.
Well, any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
Ooh. You're trying to be funny?
Yes.
Well, it's not working.
Well, throw in my brother. He's not working either.
What are you hitting me for?
For knocking on my door. Now, wait a minute. What can I do for you?
It's my husband. He thinks he's Humpty Dumpty.
Your husband thinks he's Humpty Dumpty?
Yes.
Well, why don't you take him to a psychiatrist?
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe he can bring him out of his shell.
All right. It's not raining inside, everybody. Here we go with the Moldy Oldie Show. So just settle back and relax. It's going to be a beautiful time. And you're beautiful. You know why? Just look in the mirror and you'll see why you're beautiful. All right. Here we go now. Everybody, a big smile on your face. And sing along. Here we go. All right, count it off, Daryl.
One, two, one, two, three. I'm mad at you, pretty baby. Don't you be mad at me. Oh, 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 oh. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't you be mad at me.
Live from New York, where the turf always caught more than the surf, it's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales with Daryl B. Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, the original lead singer of the Jefferson Airplane, Soupy Sales!
Oh, yeah! Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to the Moldy Oldie Show. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to listen to songs that went to number one, music from this week in Moldy Oldie history. Plus, we've got a special salute to the year 1966.
Right.
Hey, Ray, you know what I've been reading?
Well, it looks like a medical book.
It is. It's called What to Do Till the Doctor Comes.
And what's that?
Raise money. No, seriously, though, the doctors are claiming that heavy smoking causes premature births. Now, I don't believe that.
Why?
Well, my niece in Ohio had a premature baby 2 months after a wedding, and she never took a puff.
Hey, let me ask you, what were you talking to our engineer, Gene Garnes, about?
Well, you know, Gene has been thinking about getting married.
Yeah, and what did you tell him?
Well, I don't care what anybody says, a man still needs a wife.
You really think so?
Yeah. Guys got socks to mend, clothes to wash, and buttons to sew on, and a wife knows where to have those things done.
So you think that's a good reason?
Well, I think it's a sign of the time.
What do you mean?
Well, women's clothes are getting more masculine, and men's clothes are getting more feminine.
So?
So pretty soon you'll be able to save a fortune by marrying someone your own size.
Well, I think Gene looks a little bewildered by all this.
Well, he really is, and it's just because he's got a terrible headache today.
He has?
Yeah, he was drinking milk last night, and a cow fell on him.
I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. You really preach it like you go. He knows I'm gonna stay. Thank you.
California Dreaming, the first hit for the mamas and papas. It went to number 4 in our featured year, 1966. Hey, let's take a look now at the TV shows from 1966.
Good idea.
The Monkees, the Andy Williams Show, and Mission Impossible all won Emmy Awards in 1966. Right. Mm-hmm. And Lucille Ball won an Emmy as Best Leading Actress in a Comedy for The Lucy Show, and Don Adams won one for his performance in this comedy. Get Smart.
Yeah.
Don Adams played Maxwell Smart, Agent 86. And Barbara Feldon played Susan Hilton, Agent 99. And Edward Platt played Thaddeus the Chief. Yeah. Would you believe Get Smart was written by Sears and Roebuck? Would you believe Bartles and James? How about Mel Brooks and Buck Henry?
Yeah. Right, Chef. Yeah.
That's Chief.
Oh. Tell me, what is on TV this week?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's see. Yeah. Hey, here's a Vegas rerun.
Uh-huh.
Dan Tana is hired to protect a princess from a land where animals wear leisure suits and bite humans only by appointment. How about this? As the world turns, Jessica gets upset with Hank when he insists on bringing the maintenance man from his office along on their wedding night. Oh, let's make a deal.
Yeah,
oh. 87-year-old lady dressed as a radish shows Monty Hall what's under her leaves. And the Phil Donahue Show.
Oh, yeah.
Phil and the studio audience interview 4 men who have died 3 months earlier. And how about this? 60 Minutes.
Oh,
in a no-holds-barred interview, legendary storybook character Humpty Dumpty tells Mike Wallace that even though he had a great fall, his summer really sucked.
From our featured year, 1966, a band from El Paso, Texas, the Bobby Fuller Four, and I Fought the Law.
I break in the rocks in the mountains. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
She got the way to move me, Jerry.
First hit for a man who quit his pre-med studies to take a shot at being a songwriter, Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Cherry Cherry went to number 9 in our featured year. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Soupy. It's me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
You know Shirley down the hall?
The stewardess?
You remember?
Shirley, what can I do for you?
When you get home this afternoon, you'll find a package at your door. Would you put them in water, please? Lee sent them to me.
Lee Davis is sending you flowers?
No, his laundry. His mother puts too much starch in his shorts.
Yeah.
She threw them out, yeah, and Lee was still in them.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Now that you know, I've learned to do without.
Back in the fall of our featured year, 1966, the Temptations hit number 3 with Beauty's Only Skin Deep. We'll hear more from our featured year next hour, and coming up in our next segment, we'll be holding auditions for babies for a new version of the old game, the Newly Wet Game. Babies must be at least 200 diapers old. There'll be a dry run, but don't pin me down for the exact time.
And up next, we've got the real thing. Ain't nothing like it. When Soupy sells, Moldy Oldies continue.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show is brought to you by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum. And by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids, 10 million strong and growing.
Ma, look. These pants shrunk over the winter.
Wrong, big guy. You stretched. Which reminds me, you forgot to take this.
My Flintstones?
Uh-huh.
What's that got to do with stretching?
Everything. Flintstones has vitamins like A and C to help you grow and be healthy. Calcium, too.
Need it at home to stretch out of that pink, hairy sweater Grandma gave you.
Your Flintstones kids are really strong and growing.
Come on up to the bath. Share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back, and here's the host of the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show, Soupy Sales.
All right, thank you, Ray. Hey, right now we're going to hear songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history. Uh-huh. And around here, you can't say the words number one without thinking about our own number one, Vito.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. This portion is brought to you by Vito's famous grandfather's school.
Wow.
Hey, you want to have a gold watch and teeth to match?
Yeah.
You've heard of Live Aid and Farm Aid?
Yeah.
How about hearing aid?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time grandfather?
Well, now you can,
thanks to Vito's famous grandfather school, where their motto is, just become a grandfather, and we'll name a clock after you. At Vito's famous grandfather school, we'll teach you how to take out a woman or your teeth, whichever gives you fewer problems. As a future grandfather, we'll teach you how to sit on a park bench for hours amusing yourself by bringing in rock stations on your pacemaker. When you finally become a full-time grandfather, we'll even send over 2 rented grandchildren to ignore you, just like the real ones do. Just think, now you and the weather will have something in common. When you both reach 85, you make everybody around you uncomfortable. Vito's famous grandfather school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the
picture in a frame. I read your letters.
That hit number one on the R&B charts this week in 1968. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. Who knows at the door? I'll get it. Just a second. I'm on my way. Hold on just a second. I'm on my...
Oh, hiya, fellas. It's Jerry with the coffee wagon.
Hey, Jerry with the coffee. He's the best. How are you today, Jer?
I'm a victim of circumstance.
There's always something upsetting you. What is it?
I got hustled by a salesman. Ruff.
What happened?
I went to the store to buy underwear, and the guy sold me a tuba.
Well, your sales resistance must be low.
So is my tuba.
Why don't you just take it back?
I can't. I've already worn it.
You wore a tuba?
Sign me, and on a windy day, you can hear me coming for miles.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, and my brother broke his back.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
He was hit by a car that didn't have its lights on.
Well, why didn't the car have its lights on?
Because it was daytime.
If it was daytime, then why didn't he see your brother?
He didn't know it was my brother.
Serve the coffee.
Say
he didn't know it was my brother.
The coffee wagon's heaven. The coffee wagon's bliss. I know that you want coffee, but all I have is this. I know the coffee's weak. I know the coffee's cold. But someday all of us might wind up weak and old.
Well, listen, thank you for sharing that poem with all
Sidney,
of us.
Super Stivus.
Jerry, look at me for a minute. Have you been drinking?
No, not today.
I smell it on your breath.
No, I've been eating frog legs.
So?
What you smell is the hops.
Would you get out of here?
See you later.
This is Gordon G. Goodvoice with an on-the-spot report. I'm standing at this moment about 50 feet from where it actually landed. I have an intelligent-looking man, an eyewitness here who saw the whole thing. Sir, would you tell us what you saw?
Well, I saw this thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced a shaking, and I said, ooh-wee! It looked like a purple paper eater to me.
What was it really, sir?
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater?
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Then what happened?
He came down to earth and let in the train. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you because you're so tough.
Sir, would you explain how you made that amazing little sound?
Yeah, man, that's easy. I just modulated my voice.
Amazing.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people is sure is fine. But that's not the reason I come to land.
I want to get a job in the monkey's band. Let the gold
pocket go, flying purple people eater. A pigeon-toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
So looks strange to me. Then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And started to rock, really rocking around. Crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
What happened to him? Did he fly away?
No, man. You see that little purple guy standing right over there?
You mean the one with the horn in his head?
That's right.
Amazing.
Hey, come here, little purple shorty. Turn up that horn in your head and play one for us, okay?
Amazing.
Yeah, boy. Play it, Purple. I call him Purple Short.
Amazing.
Hey, little short purple shorty, would you like a little short purple drink or something?
Amazing.
Yes.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand.
mountains should crumble to the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And Lord, Lord, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand now, stand by me, stand by me.
Former lead singer with the Drifters, Benny King, and Stand By Me from 1961. And before that, a number one from this week in 1958, The Purple People Eater from Shep Woolley, who used to be a regular on the old TV show Rawhide.
Yeah, what do you suppose the Purple People Eater would be like today?
Well, if the Purple People Eater was dining out today at a sushi bar, he'd be eating Rawhide.
Dressed in their summer
number one from this week in our featured year, 1966. The Rolling Stones and Painted Black. Now, don't go anywhere, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a young Brooklyn inventor who will demonstrate his latest creation, a telephone that covers its own ears doing obscene phone calls.
And still to come, the guitar chord heard round the world when Snoopy Sells Moldy Oldies return.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Snoopy Sells Moldy Oldies Show, and here's Snoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Right now, we're going to take a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history. Ray, what have you got for us?
Okay, Snoop, this week in 1963, President Kennedy signed a bill requiring equal pay for equal work, regardless of sex.
And also that week, it was the 56th birthday of Marcus McDonald, inventor of the glow-in-the-dark Big Mac for people who eat at night.
Okay, this week in 1963, Cleopatra premiered. Now, you know, that was the film that brought Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton together.
Yeah, and also that week, a Brooklyn man was fined $500 for feeding the pigeons in Central Park. He was feeding them to his son.
And this week in our featured year, 1966, the minimum wage was raised to $1.40 an hour.
And also that week, a Japanese housewife set two world's records, one for eating soup with chopsticks and the second for walking around all day with soup on her dress.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
The title track from the first Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night. That song was released this week in 1964.
Believe it or don't.
It isn't hard to be a good neighbor. All you have to be is three things: friendly, alert, and live next door to a nudist camp.
Believe it or don't.
The sun is rising.
That were released this week in Moldy Oldie History. I Was Made to Lover by Stevie Wonder from 1967 and Crystal Blue Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells from 1969. I'll give it. Hello?
Hello, Superlight. It's me, Sadie. How are you?
Oh, I can't kick.
What's the matter? You got rheumatism?
Sadie, I'm busy. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm not too good if you want to know the truth.
What's wrong?
Well, it's my old man. He hit me.
He hit you? How come?
Well, this morning I called the plumber, and when he came in, he said, where's the drip?
What did you say?
I said, he's upstairs trying to fix the leak. My old man heard me.
Yeah.
You want to come over for steak? I got one on my eye.
Yeah. Goodbye, Sadie.
Goodbye, Supo.
Okay.
Afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love.
Baby, willpower is more than ever.
much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you if I could only reach you and get your love in return. Lady, willpower is now or never. Your love to me and all power, your heart with tenderness.
Named after the town of Union Gap, Washington. That's Gary Puckett and the Union Gap with a song released this week in 1968, Lady Willpower. And now I'd like you all to join me a nice warm welcome to a man who's been with me for years. He's my friend, he's a great musician, a gifted performer, and the leader of this award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Daryl B. Mordecai.
Yeah, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much, Mr. Soup, you know, Guy Puckett and the Union Gap. Man, that's one of the funniest names for a band I ever heard.
I guess so.
Yeah, Ultimate Spinach, remember them from Boston? That's a funny name, too. And remember, Country Joe and the Fish. Now, that's a... Yeah, Country Joe and the Fish, that's a funny name.
Yeah, well, those are 60s names.
Yeah, they was crazy back then. Imagine if they had them names in the 40s.
What are you talking about?
I mean, like, could you imagine Glenn Miller and the Fish? That's funny.
No, and I can't imagine Ray Everly singing Lady Willpower either.
That's right. Yeah. You're cracking them, Mr. Yeah. Too. Yeah, I heard you on that. But, you know, I tell you, I'm goofing on their name. But I tell you, that too meant a lot to me. It helped me to quit smoking.
Well, that's great. The lyrics of Lady Willpower inspired you to quit smoking?
No. Whenever I wanted a cigarette, I just started sucking on the record. You know, I see. You got to do these things.
I know, but you really are anti-smoking, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Soup. I don't mind saying that I'm the national chairman of the HPWQ Foundation.
The HPWQ Foundation?
Yeah, it stands for Hip People Who Quit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is it a big organization?
Oh, yeah. We got sort of a poem that gives the whole idea of our philosophy, you know. If you want me to, I could read it to you.
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, fine. Thank you very much. This is called Ashes to Ashes by Dal B. More to Come. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much. Here it is. Hold it down. Here it is. I'm here to say, don't smoke today. So throw those cigarettes away. They make you sick. They make you mean. They make you into a sex fiend. They make you choke. They make you wheeze. They have you crawling on your knees. Cigarettes is bad news. Emphysema give you the blues. You light them up, you sure to lose. They'll lead you down the road to ruin. You must stop and think. First you have a cigarette. Next, you'll have a drink.
Yeah.
Then you'll start to beat your wife. And then you go to jail for life. And once you're locked up in there, you probably get the electric chair. And all because of cigarettes, if you know what I mean. And on top of all that, they make your teeth turn green.
Daryl.
Thank you very much.
Daryl.
Thank you.
Daryl.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Stu.
Play Daryl.
Oh, yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Coming up, we'll visit Harper Valley, and we'll hear Soupy's joke of the day. When Soupy sells Moldy Oldies. Continue.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from double nectar. A double great feeling making you realize double is the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double sweet,
double delicious to chew.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. Double
nectar. Come on, Tommy, I'm your sister. Why can't I try out, too?
You can't hit the ball past the pitcher, that's why.
Think we'll be big enough next year?
I don't know, maybe. Mom says our Flintstones will help us grow up strong.
Why's that?
She says they got lots of vitamins.
I can just see me at first base now.
Hey, that's where I play.
It is now.
Your Flintstones kids, 10 million strong and growing.
And we're back on the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. We're about to hear some one-hit wonders, but first, it's time for my favorite part of the show, and I understand that it's Fantastic Johnny C's favorite part of the show as well. Yes, it's time for Snoopy's Joke of the Day.
All right. Okay. All right. As a guy from the Midwest comes to New York for the first time, and all day and into the night, he's hitting all the bars with his friend of his, see, you know, down in Times Square. And after being in the last one, he walks out and falls down a stairway leading to the subway. Oh. About a half hour later, he stumbles up the stairways, and he runs into his friend, you know, who's been looking for him. And his friend says, "Where in the world have you been?" And the drunk, glassy eyes looks up and says, "Down in some guy's cellar, and boy, has he got a set of trains."
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, "Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way." Was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon, and they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say.
Hit for Jeannie C. Riley of Anson, Texas, Harper Valley PTA, number one from September 1968. Now, you stay with us, because coming up in the second hour, Madonna will be here to tackle the toughest job of her life when she tries to teach Joan Collins how to sing like a virgin.
And we'll celebrate famous birthdays, and we'll hear all about GLRIA when Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldies continues. Back to Snoopy Sells Moldy Oldie Show. This hour, we'll reveal the name of Nancy Reagan's favorite Tia Zadora film. And now, here's the man who knows Bozo the Clown's secret identity,
Snoopy Sam.
But I'm not going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell. No. Hey, thank you, Ray, and thank you, everybody. This hour, we're going to celebrate some famous birthdays, and we've got a salute to the great sounds of Stax Volt Records.
Ah.
But first, let's continue our tribute to featured year 1966. And this segment is brought to you by a guy who's been in business since 1966, Vito. And now a word from Vito's famous Princess Di School. Hey, you want to be married to a prince who doesn't sing Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Want to live with a queen and not get arrested by the vice squad?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time Princess Di?
Yeah.
Well, now you can, thanks to Vito's famous Princess Di School, where their motto is, be nice to your husband or we'll crown you. At Vito's famous Princess Di School, you'll learn how to watch the changing of the guard without blushing. You'll also learn the difference between British and Yiddish. As a future queen of England, you'll learn all the words to the Broadway hit, The King and Di. As a future Princess Di, you'll soon be a financial wizard and learn how to earn lots of pounds without losing your pence.
Oh, yeah.
And soon you'll not only be playing the palace, but living in it as well.
Woo.
Vito's famous Princess Di School is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito. Their top 10 version of the Van Morrison song Gloria. That's from our featured year, 1966. Now, according to the ratings, back in 1966, the top five TV shows were number 5, Batman, number 4, The Red Skelton Hour, number 3, The Lucy Show, number 2, Gomer Pyle USMC, and in 1966, this was the top rated TV show in the country. Howdy doody. No. No, Bonanza. That show ran for 14 years on NBC TV. It starred Lorne Greene as Ben Cartwright, Michael Landon as Little Joe Cartwright, Dan Blocker as Hoss Cartwright, and Pernell Roberts as Adam Cartwright. And everybody remembers the Cartwright spread was called the Ponderosa. But do you remember where the Ponderosa was? It was in Virginia City, Nevada.
They just don't make Ponderosas like that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Tell us, what's on TV this week?
I'm glad you asked. Well, how about Highway to Heaven?
Oh.
In this episode,
episode, God gets angry at Michael Landon and punishes him by forcing him to watch early Bonanza reruns. Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck falls for a local dancer named Pearlie Harbor, and they go out that night and both get bombed. Perry Mason rerun.
Oh, yeah.
Perry successfully defends a woman who developed a split personality so she could have someone to fight with when she's alone. Oh, how about this? Phil Donahue show.
Oh.
Phil conducts an in-depth interview with 11 men who wears women's clothes, with the women still in them.
Ah.
How about the Muppet Show?
Oh,
oh, Kermit kisses Miss Piggy in a no-porking zone.
Oh.
And how about this one? Oh, this is Robin. Rockford Files rerun.
Oh.
Rockford gets beat up by an Indian chief who claims he made several obscene smoke signals to his wife.
Here's number one from February of our featured year 1966. Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking.
You keep saying you've got some gonna walk all over you.
All alone, I feel alone. You can be here by 4:30, cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
From our featured year, 1966, The Monkees and Last Train to Clarksville, a song released 3 weeks before their TV show hit the air. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get it. Just a second. I'm on my way. Hold it. I'm on my way. Oh.
Buenos dias.
Clara, how are you today?
Oh, I'm very, very healthy. And
yes.
You?
You're muy bonito.
Oh, oui. You said muy bonito.
Oh,
también.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
You oh, said. Yeah.
Me gusta la leche, me gusta el café, pero más me gustan los ojos. De
what does that mean?
I like coffee, I like milk, but I like your eyes more.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now out of my way.
No,
I have to
please,
do my
Clara,
job,
you
please.
Can't come in here because we have a show going on here.
Please, I had a... Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Do you have a show?
Look at everybody around, yeah.
My chance for fame and fortune.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, what? I have a joke.
You have a joke? Okay,
yes.
Let's hear
it. I'm the biggest comedian on my block.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ivy League.
Ivy League who?
Ivy League, for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will drop. What do you think, yes?
Terrible.
Terrible?
No, Claire, please.
You're terrible.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Dallas, Texas, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and a number two hit from our featured year, 1966, Little Red Riding Hood. Now, don't you go anywhere, because in the next segment, I'll tell you the latest on the midget who became a window washer and specialized in contact lenses.
Up next, a tribute to Stax Volk and a birthday salute to the other Presley, when Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, continues.
going to make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from double nectar. A double great feeling making you realize double makes the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double sweet,
double delicious to chew.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. Double nectar.
Come on up to the back, share a beer.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. Taste
can't get it in Labatt's. Come on up to the best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
And we're back on the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here is Snoopy.
All right, thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. It's birthday time. We've got a lot of famous people celebrating birthdays this week.
Oh, really? Who was born this week?
Well, Tom Jones was born this week. So was Les Paul.
Yeah.
Jackie Wilson.
He was great.
Yeah, Joey D. Of the Starlighters, right?
Yeah, good.
How about Shirley Alston, lead singer of the Shirelles?
Uh-huh.
And Reg Presley, the lead singer of the Trogs.
Ah, wild thing. They were all born this week, huh?
Yeah.
All right, now what if some of our listeners are celebrating birthdays this week? What have you got for them?
I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
If you were born this week, you are deathly afraid of fires, so install a sprinkler system in your shorts. Be bold and a little daring today. Wear that low-cut dress to the office. But don't worry if the other guys make fun of you. They're just jealous.
Yeah, right.
Today would be a good day to do something nice for France. Don't vacation there. If you feel inadequate sexually with women on tonight's date, take your jumper cables with you. And finally, if you were born on this day, you'll fall in love with a taxidermist. And if he gives you a rough time, tell him to stuff it. And from all of us to all of you out there, happy birthday!
Come on, hold me tight. I love you.
You make it.
That went to number one in our featured year, 1966. Wild Thing from the Troggs. Lead singer Reg Presley was born Reg Ball this week in 1944. I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. Just a second, I'm on my way. Just a moment, just a second.
Hey, you guys, it's Marvin the Barber.
Here he is, it's Marvin the Barber. How are you, Marvin?
Your long and wavy hair that hangs to the...
Marvin, please don't sing.
Great show today, Scoopy. I was listening. Funny isn't the one.
Thank you, Marvin.
Here are the scissors. There is a hair. I gotta leave, so put it down there.
Marvin, I don't need a haircut right now.
Oh, that's okay. See, I understand why everybody turns on me.
You do?
Sure, I studied. I know how the human mind works.
You were a major in psychology?
No, I was a private in the National Guard.
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Richard Dean Anderson. He's on a show called MacGyver. I cut his hair and I sing to him. Old MacGyver has a show. You know what he says to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Al Linden. He's on a new show, Black's Magic. I cut his hair and sing to him, too. I like Black Magic with Hal Linden, so I watch his hairs just grow and grow and grow. And you know what he says to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Harry Morgan, he's on that show, too. I said, Harry, I liked you in Aftermath. It was me who liked it. Huh? What's next? A show called After Black Magic? Huh? You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he said, why don't you sing to me? That old Black Magic.
Marvin, we all love your singing, but I don't need a haircut.
That's okay, Scooby. I'll leave. I think I'm getting a cold.
How did you catch a cold, Marvin?
Well, I was drinking beer out of a wet glass.
That's ridiculous. You don't catch a cold from drinking beer out of a wet glass.
This was draft beer.
Would you get out of here?
Joey D was born Joey DeNicola this week in 1940, Passaic, New Jersey. Here's his only number one, The Peppermint Twist.
Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this.
Thank you.
That was the first number one for birthday girl Shirley Alston of the Shirelles. Yeah. Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Shirley was born this week in Passaic, New Jersey. Yeah. I work with the Shirelles right here in New York. I'll get it. Hello?
Soupy baby, it's me, Murray.
Hey, it's Murray, my agent.
Yeah, Murray the A.
So what's up, Murray?
Well, you can get rid of Daryl B. More to come.
Well, what are you talking about?
My nephew, Josh. After 10 years, he's mastered the guitar.
10 years? Well, that's a long time to learn the guitar.
Not for Josh. For the first 4 years, he thought he had to blow in it.
I'm going to keep Daryl.
I love you, baby.
Love you, too, Murray. Bye-bye.
Coming up, the wicked Wilson Pickett. When Soupy sells Moldy Oldie Show returns.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
We're back on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Coming up, we've got the further adventures of Philo Kvitch, but first, we're going to listen to some of the songs from Stax Volt Records out of Memphis. Yeah. And these great old soul records are being brought to you by Greatest Country Hits LP. Whether you're a pop music fan, a country music fan, or even an electric fan, you want to get this latest and best-selling offer from Rip Off Records, Country Music's Greatest Hits, Volume 45.
Yeah.
Included in this fabulous collection are such hits as She Broke My Heart, So I Broke Her Jaw, Stomach Cramps and Dear Old Gramps, Making Love at 2:30 in the South 40 Blues, I Loved Her in a Tree in Nashville, Tennessee, and the newest award winner, I Got the Fits When I Ate Those Grits. To get your copy of Country Music's Greatest Volume 45, send $20 for records and $26 for tapes, which you should put immediately over each ear so you can't hear the rest of the music. Be watching for news of other rip-off products like the Raymond Burr inflatable doll and the Gilligan's Island glow-in-the-dark sofa cushion. All for you and all from Rip-Off Industry. That was the first hit for Wilson Pickett in the midnight hour. And even though it was released on Atlantic Records, it was recorded in Memphis at Stax Studios. We're saluting the music of Stax Volt Records right now on the Moldy Oldie Show.
Believe it or don't.
There's one thing about being a topless ventriloquist. They'll never notice her lips moving.
it's time for the daring and sometimes silly adventures of Philo Kebabs, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, A Big Hand for the Little Sammy.
So now I had Sam on my hands, shot in the shoulder. What else could I do? I took her to my place. You feeling better? You had a rough night last night.
Yeah, a lot better.
Who wants you out of the way?
Probably the old dolphin.
Why would Don Shula want you dead?
Not Don Shula, you idiot.
That's right, he's not so old.
The dolphin wants the other half of the treasure map. He'll stop at nothing to get it. What's bothering you?
Well, I just can't get over it. Sam the pirate, it's a girl. All these years, didn't the crew know you were a woman?
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you mean, guess so? Wouldn't they know when you took a shower?
Yeah, but who was going to talk? There's something I should have told you.
What's that?
I suffer from asthma.
Thank goodness, all night long I thought you were hissing me. Who's knocking?
It ain't opportunity.
Will opportunity knock twice? Will it knock once? And how much will Philo pay for that engine knock in his car? Be with us next time when we'll hear Philo say...
Engine knock? I thought it was my knees.
On the further adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye.
He'll never get out of this. Never get out of this. No, no way. Double Dynamite, Sam and Dave, a top 30 hit from our featured year 1966, Hold On, I'm A-Comin', on Stax Records. Now stay with us, because coming up in our next segment, I'll finally reveal the secret of where rock stars keep their cantaloupes, in a John Cougar melon camp.
And we'll have a story that's sad but true, next on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show is brought to you by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum. And by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids, 10 million strong and growing.
Double Mint Gum, kids. Ma, look. These pants shrunk over the winter.
Wrong, big guy. You stretched. Which reminds me, you forgot to take this.
A Flintstone?
Uh-huh.
What's that got to do with stretching?
Everything. Flintstones has vitamins like A and C to help you grow and be healthy. Calcium, too.
Maybe the homie stretched out of that pink hairy sweater Grandma gave you.
And growing.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum.
And here's the host of Soupy Sales Moldioli Show, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Make sure now you're all going to be here next week for the Moldioli Show because we're going to have some really special guests.
Oh, really? Like who?
Oh, really? How about Benjamin Frankfurter?
Benjamin Frankfurter.
One of America's founding fathers who had great buns.
Yeah.
How about Charlie Bride?
Charlie Bride.
Popular country singer who performs in a wedding dress.
And
Neil Diamondhead.
Neil Diamondhead.
Talented pop singer now living in a volcano in Honolulu.
Yeah, yeah.
And Aretha Frankfurt.
Aretha Frankfurt.
Queen of soul singers now flying missions over Germany. And Dion and the Bellboys.
Dion and the Bellboys.
Yeah, former 60s doo-wop group now working for tips at the Claridge Hotel.
Is my story sad but true? About a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey.
Keep away from a run around sewer.
Ding-a-dong-ding. Soupy
Sales.
You know, I'm almost grown.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school.
Nice.
They ain't said I broke no rules.
Nice.
I ain't never been in Dutch.
Nice.
I don't browse around too much.
Nice.
Don't bother me, leave me alone.
Nice.
Anyway, I'm almost grown.
Nice.
With no mob. Got myself a little job. I'm gonna buy me a little car. Drive my girl in the park. Don't bother sleeping alone. Anyway, we almost grown. Living in town.
espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I gotta get back up to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, to that sugar shack. There's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that sugar shack.
That was the number one single of 1963, Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs out of Texas, Sugar Shack. Now, here's some scenes from next week's Moldy Oldie Show.
Out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy.
I think you're nothing but a low-down cattle rustling thief.
Hey, now, did you hear that?
Oh, I'm trying to miss him again.
Oh, by the way,
Dad,
my name's Ryder.
Oh, I wish there were.
Take it easy, Pronto.
Guns, huh?
You stop them riddles. Shut up and do as you're told. You look where you're going. Empty your holster.
Why, you know...
And now back to Roar of the River.
What do you think, Dad?
Well, how about it?
We don't like them.
We're getting those cattle through.
Sit right where you are.
Oh, now, what the dickens are we going to do now?
Easy now.
Broken in two.
Well, folks, we got a lot of distance to cover.
Get up, Sugarbill. Yeah.
Come on. See ya.
Goodbye.
All right, pile after them, Hunter.
All that and more on next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show. All right. We want to thank you so much for being with us this week. And we hope you'll join us next week for more Moldy Oldies. So until then, you have yourselves a great, great week. A wonderful evening. And you take good care of yourselves. Remember, I love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody. All right. Here we go, everybody.
This has been Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie, starring Snoopy Sales, produced by Dan Fermento and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody, recording technicians Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Belazier, and Mark Humble. Snoopy's jingles are performed by The Phantom. I'm Ray Dariano. Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
I want you all having a good time. We're going to go to 1999.
Bye-bye, New York, bye-bye.
We want you all to have a good time. We're going to go to 1999.
Bye-bye,
we
will, bye-bye.
Until I see you next week, I want you treating yourself mighty fine.
We'll be back next week.
Oh, yeah, Sabadoo said, oh, yeah, Sabadoo said, yeah.